You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired March 6, 2025. A new group of concerned residents has formed to support the farmers in Wilmot Township, whose lands are being targeted by the regional government for an undisclosed industrial project. Since the Wilmot Civic Action Network, or WilmotCAN, formed in December 2024, members have been raising awareness about the land assembly and demanding accountability from local politicians. Beyond delegating to municipal councils and confronting provincial politicians at public events, the group has also coordinated the creation of two mini-documentaries about the issue. A third video in the Unearthed series is in production. The first video looks into what Wilmot Can calls the secretive nature of the land assembly, while the second video presents the importance of the Class 1 prime farmland and the farm-to-fork journey of the food produced in the region. Together, the two videos, which were put together by Toronto-based director of photography, Tom Vary, have over 30,000 views across the group's social media feeds. The third video will focus on the area's limited water supply, which Wilmot Can says will be put at risk if a major industrial plant is allowed to operate. Wilmot Can is composed of community members and neighboring landowners, and has said that politicians have been using a non-disclosure agreement to shield themselves from answering questions about the project. CKMS News was told by several municipal politicians that they could not discuss the land assembly, possible risks of the project, or the potential final use of the land due to the NDA they had signed. When the land assembly is discussed at Waterloo Regional Council, the public is barred from the meetings and detailed minutes are not released. At the end of February, the Narwhal released an article saying Toyota may be the end user of this land, but Toyota has said they are not involved, and the region refused to acknowledge or deny the claim. Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Mike Harris Jr. claimed at a pre-election town hall that the site would employ 30,000 people, but did not give details on what work they would be doing or for whom. This show features an interview with John Jordan, a founding member of Wilmot Can and a direct neighbor of the land targeted for purchase by the regional government. Jordan spoke to CKMS News about the Wilmot Civic Action Network, the mini-documentary series they are producing, and the lack of transparency around the project. CKMS News reached out to Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Mike Harris Jr. and Regional Chairperson Karen Redman for comment about claims made in the videos and at council meetings, but did not receive any response. Here is the interview with John Jordan of the Wilmot Civic Action Network.
My name is John Jordan. I live in Wilmot Township. I am a member of the Wilmot Civic Action Network, which is a group that was born out of the Fight for Farmland group. The Fight for Farmland group are the actual landowners of the 770 acres that are looking to be taken by the region of Waterloo.
Can you tell me about this documentary series and what it is investigating?
It was basically my wife and I sitting watching TV one night, and she was kind of scrolling through some social media and came upon Tom Vary's feed. Now, Tom Vary is a good friend of our kids, so we've known Tom for a while. And Kathy said, we need to get a hold of Tom Vary, and he has to make a documentary about the 770 acres. And the land grab in Wilmot. Currently, we've released two short videos. They're about 2.5-3 minutes long or so. The first one being about all the secrecy, no transparency, the NDAs and so forth, that we still, after almost a year, we still don't know what's going on. There's not been one public consultation. There's not been any studies. There's not been any reports. The Fight for Farmland group did 22 FOIs, Freedom of Information, and was denied every one of them. And so we still, you know, we know a little bit more as dribs and drabs come out, but not enough, obviously, as to why they've chosen this site. The second video is all about Class 1 prime farmland, which we are rich in it here in Wilmot Township within Waterloo Region. And, you know, arguably some of the best farmland in the country where you can grow any crop you want to in Class 1 prime farmland. We can basically grow anything that they can in California with the exception of, you know, tropical fruits and so forth and vegetables. But this is where, this is the heart of farming here, and only half of 1% of farmland in Canada is prime farmland, and half of that is in southern Ontario, and we're losing it at a rate of 319 acres a day because of development.
You are a neighbor to this land banking effort. What are some of the worries that exist for the people in the area beyond just the farmers that are directly affected?
The biggest thing is our water. The aquifers and everything is right there. Like the Waterloo Moraine, where 80% of the water for Waterloo Region comes from Wilmot Township and the Waterloo Moraine. And, you know, they start digging and messing around with that. Our water, like, they're going to take so much water for whatever they're going to do of an industry this size. This is one of the biggest sites in the world for industry. And, you know, that's the biggest fear. And then obviously for those of us who are in the periphery of it, or as Susanna Compton says, it's the shadow lands, because we're in the shadow of this mega industrial site. You know, there's the noise pollution, light pollution, traffic. Where's, like, you know, Mike Harris Jr. is saying this is going to create 30,000 jobs. Well, if he doesn't know who the end user is, how does he know it's going to create 30,000 jobs? But how do you get 30,000 people in and out on a day's shift without mega traffic and the noise and everything that's going to go with it? And this being prime farmland, how is a combine going to go down the road with 30,000 people wanting to get to work?
What are some of the goals then for creating this documentary series?
Obviously, to bring a lot of awareness to everyone, and we've been very successful in getting it out there. I know with the video number 2, just on our Facebook page alone, was over 13,000 views. In total, I know we're well north of 30,000 views, like across all of our social media feeds and so forth, that way, YouTube, Instagram, and the like. So we're getting really good traction that way, but it's to bring the attention to, why does the region of Waterloo in the province of Ontario want to pave over the best farmland? And this was the most protected farmland in the country because of our countryside line, you know, the way the regional official plan was all put together, that this was never a worry. Like, nobody was ever going to think that something like this would happen, especially when we're, you know, it's a 50 kilometer round trip just to get to the 401 from this site. And, you know, it's not near anywhere. The only infrastructure there really is there's a hydro tower line going through the site. So there's that, but there's no wastewater. And again, the threat to our water, how are they going to access enough water? There would have to be interchanges put in, a rail spur that was kind of calculated out at about $250 million just to make the rail spur happen to get over to this site.
How has the reception been for the documentary series? And have you had any feedback from any of the elected officials that are pushing this plan through?
Certainly nothing from any elected officials, because they're under these NDAs and secrecy and everything that is happening there. But anybody, any comments on these are just that they're so rich in information and so well done. And it just, people sit back and go, wow, you know, I didn't know that. So it's certainly a big education for many people, you know, especially when it comes to farming. Because there's, you know, if you're from the city and you don't know about farming, there's a lot to learn.
Two parts of this have been released. When can we expect the third?
The third one is on the drawing board currently, and we're not sure if it's going to be a third one or if we split it into possibly two more, because there's a lot of, in the interviews and so forth, to talk about the infrastructure or lack of the infrastructure, and water is obviously the big one. Like, that is the biggest threat to everything. And it's not just that site alone. It's going to affect everyone. You know, look what happened in Elmira with their water, with Uniroyal. And now their water comes from Wilmot.
These two clips that are out so far, they're pretty short. And they are packed full of information. Is Wilmot Can and the creators of this looking to create a full-length feature at all?
That's been discussed, but currently not in in any way, shape, or form as a plan at this point in time. We did, there was 2 days of shooting that we had done for this, and then, you know, a little bit more afterwards with some B-roll and so forth. But yeah, we got to see where these are going to go first, I guess. I know it takes Tom, it takes him about 10 days to get it from start to finish to complete, like just a 2.5 minute documentary. So, you know, I know I was thinking at the start, you know, can we produce a 30 minute documentary? And, but by the time we're all done, we're going to have, well, about 12, 14 minutes probably, if we end up doing four of them. With three of them, we're going to be in and around probably about the 10 minute mark, somewhere in that range.
Can you tell me a little bit about who is responsible for creating this, a little bit about Tom Varey and how Wilmot Can helped organize as well?
Tom Varey, as I said, couldn't wait to dig his heels into this. You know, this is Greenbelt 2.0, basically, is what's going on here. So Tom, we contacted him and he was all in. Like, there was just no hesitation on that. And so this was last fall that, you know, the idea was born, probably September-ish type of thing that we first contacted him. And then it was 21st and 22nd of October that we did the shooting for the interviews. And then after that, the editing started to happen. So Tom, his company is called Varey Sound, V-A-R-E-Y. And you can find him on Instagram and some of his other creations that he's made. I know he did one up about Ontario Place, and it's a bit of a spoof, I suppose, where they do this song and that they're building a spa at Ontario Place. And words can't describe it. You just have to go and find it and watch his video on that.
What's next for Wilmot Can in this? Will you be presenting the documentary? Are you trying to get the local officials to see this?
Well, certainly. And I delegated at regional last week and they denied me showing the first one because Susanna Compton, one of the people we're interviewing in there, she said, well, they lied to us. And the region wouldn't allow that because we said we were being disrespectful and derogatory. I respectfully disagreed with that because when it's the truth, it's not disrespectful. And then I said, okay, let's show the second one as part of my delegation. But they wouldn't allow that either because it was the day before the election and we're interviewing Mike Schreiner, Catherine Fife in there. So she said, the chair said, we can't do that because of the election. So they're doing everything to block people from seeing this and becoming part of the public record in our own council chambers that way. So it's a little frustrating in that regard. Whether we try, you know, other delegations and so forth, now that the election is over, we should be able to show video too.
CKMS News reached out to Regional Chair Redmond to clarify issues around screening the videos to Regional Council, but did not receive a response. CKMS News also reached out to Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Mike Harris Jr. for comment on his assertion that Schneider's Meats left the region because of a lack of available industrial land, but have not yet heard back from him. You are listening to an interview with John Jordan of the Wilmot Civic Action Network discussing the creation and release of a mini-documentary series investigating the regional land assembly targeting 770 acres of Class 1 farmland in Wilmot for an undisclosed industrial project. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.